Well, BB already using their last 30-second timeout of the night to avoid a 10-second count and another turnover there.
Yeah, Mount Holmes defense, they are just all over them right now when it comes to pressure, when it comes to being in their grill and shooting. I mean, this is just right now an onslaught. BB can't handle it.
Sarah Williams and, let's see, Amanda McCarn, I believe, coming back in. But yeah. now they're not going to let her
come in. Yeah, they're not going to let them come in. They're going to say they have to wait. Oh, they got to come in during the middle of the timeout. They can't come in once the play's put in.
It was actually Rittenberg, I'm sorry, not McCarn. So it will be Lockhart inbounding on the far sideline. She gets into Barton. And now she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That's a foul you don't want.
No. But we're still underneath the foul total. We just don't need a foul right now and give them two easy quick shots.
Parker Husky picks up her second personal foul. That is the last foul Mount Tom has to give this period. 11 and a half seconds left in the quarter. Inbound pass goes to Barton.
Need to be smart and no foul. Just slow play and make them earn it, everything right here.
And
nice
the pass stolen by McCarn in the backcourt. She finds Rittenberg, tries to give it back to McCarn. Ball's knocked away, but McCarn gets it back. She's going to put up the basket. It goes and she is fouled.
Man, what defense. Anna McCarn read that pass. So Bailey Rittenberg and I believe it was Jayla, they had just full-on man pressure back in the backcourt. On Barton. Barton threw that lob pass. Anna read that like a safety in the middle of the field. Went and got it. Nice little kick pass over to Bailey. Bailey gave it back to her.
The free throw from McCarn wouldn't go, and BB gets the rebound, and all they can do is let the clock run out, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. What a quarter it was for Mountain
Home. 23 points, 23-4, you're looking at Mountain Home. I mean, that's a heck of a pace right now. If they continue to sag back, look at Mountain Home to continue to make shots.
So after 8 minutes of play, it is Mountain Home leading BB 23-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
It will be BB's ball to start to this second quarter as Mountain Home is up 23-4. By the way, BB moving left to right in this first half. Inbound pass goes to Barton. Mountain Home in a man-to-man once again. Barton dribbles to the right side. Now her pass knocked away and stolen by Rittenberg. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. And a shot was blocked, but was out of bounds. And now, last touch by BB, it will be Mount Holmes' ball underneath the basket as we're 13 seconds into the second quarter.
Yeah, I can't stress enough. If you look how far BB is having to run their offense out on the court, they are up there and they are running, you know, way deep out into the by half court here. And, man, Mountain Homes is doing a good job pushing them out there.
Inbound pass goes to Rittenberg. She gives it to Yonkers there on the right wing. Her three-pointer a little strong, and the Lady Badgers come up with the board. 23-4, Lady Bombers up. Here is Johnson with it up top. Dribbles over to the right side. Coleman right there on her. Now ball goes down to Lockhart just outside the paint. Throws it across court to Gomez. Now to Barton. Over to Johnson on the right side. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by BB. And it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 7:16 left in the half.
Good defensive rotation right there. Witten slid over on number 22, and then when she did, Sarah Williams came out, got a hand in the face of Johnson, made that shot miss.
That was Lexi Owens for BB that just checked in a little bit ago during the in-between quarters. She's a sophomore for the Lady Badgers. Ball goes over to Rittenberg on the right side. She's going to find Williams in the corner. She's going to try another three-pointer, a little strong, and the rebound controlled by Lockhart. Here's Barton looking to cross timeline with it as Mount Tom backs off the press. Over to Johnson on the right side. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Goes over toward the left side of town to the low block. Her jumper, no good. And a fight for the rebound. It will be controlled by BB. Ball goes out to Lockhart. She almost lost it, but she gets it back. Now Barton has it on the right side. She'll dribble up near the top.
Once again, she's 5 to 6 feet out past the three-point line running her offensive set.
Barton will throw it to Johnson. She gives it down to Lockhart. Her layup is blocked. She gets the ball back, kicks it out to Gomez in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound is saved by Yonkers right to McCarn, and Mount Holmes back the other way with
it. Great hustle right there by the Lady Bombers. Just when they thought they had a layup, Anna McCarn comes in with that big, long wingspan, is able to block the ball, and then Mount Holmes recovered on the other shot. Great hustle right there.
Here's Williams with it near the free-throw line. She'll kick it out to Yonkers. Yonkers going to dribble into the paint. Over to Rittenberg on the right. She's going to dribble down towards the low block. Now gives it back out to Williams near the right corner. Out to Rittenberg on the wing. She dribbles down towards the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it back, though. Puts up the reverse layup. Wouldn't go. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Barton. And now Barton just lost the handle of it. And McCarn's right there to scoop up the ball. Gives it to Coleman. Over to Rittenberg on the left side. Up top to Yonkers. She's going to try another three-pointer. Then it's good. Jayla Yonkers with six on the night. Mountain Home up 26-4, 5:23 left in the half.
There's a steal right
there. Another steal in the backcourt by Rittenberg. She's going to put up the leaner, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Gomez, and she'll be fast. No, it's going to be a jump ball. And Mountain Home will give it back, and another turnover against the Lady Badgers.
Yeah, good hustle right there by Witt and getting tied up in there. Was able to control the rebound and get the jump ball.
Parker Husky, Livy Fosness, and let's see, who else was it?
Lakin Moore back in.
Checking back in, replacing Anna McCarn, Bailey Rittenberg, and Winton Coleman. And a sub coming in for Beebe as well. Let's see, who was it? It was Avery Mills that came back in. Lakin Moore immediately takes inbound pass and puts up another three-pointer. She's in double figures with 10.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, who are you going to stop out here? You got Jayla, you got Parker, you got Sarah Williams, you got everybody shooting threes. Mountain Home doing a good job distributing the ball to everybody, and everybody's just feasting on this defense tonight.
Wow, no kidding. 29-4, Lady Bombers up. Here is Johnson with it. Gives it to Lockhart near the right corner. Out on the wing to Johnson. Johnson will drill toward the top. Over to Gomez on the left side. She's going to dribble down into lane and finds who's that we go, I believe. Oh, yeah, that was Alexi Owens with her first basket.
Yeah, good little dump right there by BB, finding the wide open girl.
Ball goes, looked like she was trying to find Moore down in the paint, but it was right into the hands of Lockhart.
Yeah, Jayla anticipated that being open, and they closed it pretty quickly on her there.
So here's Lockhart back the other way with it.
But Matt, that's Mountain Home's first turnover here, and it comes with 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah. Gomez with it, dribbling to the right side. Almost lost it, but gets it back. Finds Lockhart on the low block. She will give it to Johnson in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up. It will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Fosnes.
Yeah, great rebound there by Livy.
Lady Bombers back the other way with it. Here is Moore dribbling, just getting by her defender, putting up the jumper in the paint. Good.
That's one of those ones, if you're fast all the time, you're slow. Lakin went up quick, kind of hesitated, looked like she was going to take the jump shot. Both of the BB defenders bit, pump fake, down and for a nice little easy shot. Now Livy with active hands down here.
Ball's knocked away by Fosnes in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. BB one bounded once again with 3:35 left in the half. Jayla Yonkers checks out of the game, and let's see, who was it? Was it Coleman?
Coleman,
Coleman that came in for her. 31-6, Lady Bombers up. Here is Barton taking the inbound pass. She'll bring it into the front court.
Man, I want to make note, this is a 5A Central opponent.
This is
not some easy opponent. Mountain Home is just having their way right now.
I'll double check in halftime. I don't know if I can count that, how many of the threes that they've hit. Ball goes to Lockhart. She drills into the lane, gets a layup. Deja Lockhart with four on the night. 31-8, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes to Moore. A long three-pointer.
Boom.
In and out. Oh, man, almost went in. It did everything but.
Yeah, that's a great shot. You know, some people may say that's not a great shot. That's a great shot for Lakin.
And the rebound comes to Beebe there, back the other way with it. 23-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Less than 3 minutes left in the half. Ball goes down to Lockhart on the low block. She will give it to Owens, who in the right corner. And she'll draw a blocking foul. With 2:48 left in the half, they're going to get Libby Fosnes. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mountain Home.
Libby slid over there just a little too late, was able to get her kind of her hip into the offensive player she was trying to drive baseline.
Inbound pass goes to Mills. She drills toward the free throw line, gives up top to Barton. Barton will dribble over to the right side. Picks up her dribble, gives it back to Owens. Now near the top to, sorry, actually that's Owens with it right there. That was Mills with it earlier. Ball goes over to Lockhart on the left side. Down to 10 to shoot. Lockhart will throw it to Barton. Barton will drill it to the low block. Gives it to Lockhart. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Lockhart will give back to Barton. She's going to put up the jumper.
Nope. No good. That's two shot clock violations for the Lady Bombers here on defense.
That one was a little closer.
That was a little closer, but, man, you got to reward a team that can play defense like that for 35 seconds. They were switching. They were bellying up, coming off the screens. I mean, BB had nowhere to go with the ball. Never even looked like they were attempting to try to get in an offense.
Another turnover against the Lady Badgers. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the half. Ball goes over to Moore on the left side. Mount Home up 31-8. Ball goes to Coleman. Down to Husky in the right corner. Her three-pointer. Good.
Nice extra pass. Witten had the open three for a good shot. She made one more pass for Parker, who's hot tonight, for a great shot, and we benefited from that.
Husky in double figures with 11. 34-8. Mount Home up. 1:45 left to play in the half. Ball goes to in the front court to Johnson. Up top to Barton. Barton picks up her dribble, gives it to Mills. Tries to throw it down to Owens. She couldn't handle the pass in the paint. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover against the Lady.
That's 11 turnovers here for BB here in this first half.
Jayla Yonkers, Hannah McCarn, and Bailey Rittenberg checking back in from Mountain Home, replacing Lakin Moore, Parker Husky, and Livy Fosness.
Yeah, smart job right here getting Parker out of the game. She's got two fouls so far this first half. We don't want to pick up a cheap one here with 1:30 left in the half.
Ball's with Rittenberg over on the right side. Williams has it now there on the wing. Gives it back to Rittenberg. Down to McCarn near the right elbow. Over to Yonkers on the left wing. She's going to dribble to the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And she's going to get her own rebound, though. And has the ball knocked away. Gets it back, though. Finds Rittenberg in the right corner. Rittenberg's going to dribble into the lane. She's going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, good job there. Getting an offensive rebound. Sticking with it. And Bailey did a good job attacking the defense in there for a wide open layup.
Her first 2 points of the night. 36-8. Mounts them up. 1 minute left in the half. Here is Johnson into the front court for the Lady Badgers. She'll give it up top to Barton. Barton drills to the right side. Picks over drill. Gives it near the top to Mills. Over to Johnson on the left. Johnson's going to dribble down into the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go. Rittenberg gets a rebound from Mountain Home. She's quickly back the other way with it into the front court. Now she's going coast to coast. I thought she was about to go in for the layup, but instead she kicks it out. Now ball goes up top to Coleman over on the right side to Williams. She'll give it back to Rittenberg. She's going into the lane for another layup. It rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, Bailey's that's Bailey's MO. She loves to attack the rim. She's getting those layups to fall. Good passing for the Lady Bombers there.
Inbound pass is stolen by Coleman. She's going into the lane and a late foul call. She's going ahead to the free throw line, I believe, with 11.5. Left in the first half. Hannah Johnson picks up her third personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Badgers here in the second quarter. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Witten Coleman.
Tell you, if you're a BB fan, that's three fouls on Johnson right there.
First free throw for Coleman is up and in. Ashlyn Estes checking in for the first time from Mountain Home, replacing Sarah Williams. Estes, a 5'9 senior. So one more free throw for Coleman to shoot. Second shot is up, and good. She gets both. Y'all been working on that this weekend?
We have been.
It's a 32-point lead for Mountain Home with 11.5 left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Barton. Shield will give it back to Johnson. Shot clock is off. Johnson into the front court. Down to 4. The ball, loses the handle of the ball, stolen by Estes, and she's going to try for one last heave at the buzzer. Fell well short, but you couldn't ask for a better,
no,
better half.
40-8 at half. Mountain Home gave up less than double-digit points in a half and scored 40. I mean, what a great half. You can't ask for any better than the Lady Bombers. And here's the deal. Mountain Home did that with only giving 5 fouls for the entire first half. We had that pressure defense. We forced 13 turnovers, and we only fouled them 5 times. Just a great performance by your Lady Bombers.
So after 2 quarters of play, it is Mountain Home leading BB 40-8. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations. Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Paid for by the Sentinel Group.
Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-374-3125. Let our experience attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-374-3125. That's 800-374-3125. Again, 800-374-3125.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes girls leading BB 40-8. We will look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off that victory over Paragould at the FedEx Forum in Memphis, congratulations on that win.
Thank you, Matt. It was a great trip for our guys. A great way to kick off the year again at another NBA venue, and it is good to get a win.